here?
20 years.
Oh, wow. 20 years. And always in procurement, or?
Yes.
Carly Fiorina spent Wednesday morning touring the manufacturing company Sertronics, a business that makes products such as circuit boards and airport screening devices. The former CEO of Hewlett-Packard walked around the facility, sounding both like a candidate and a corporate veteran, greeting nearly every employee with a blend of small talk and business.
And is there a, again, I'm just trying to get a sense, is there a point at which you say, this is really not our sweet spot anymore? Is there?
But what makes this company a handy campaign backdrop for Fiorina is that its story mirrors her own.
Here's something different. A woman who started as a secretary and rose to become CEO of a Fortune 50 company, Hewlett-Packard. That's different.
That's Geraldine Ferlins, introducing Fiorina to a room of more than 100 of her workers. Sertronics, which opened back in 1979, was and still is headed by Ferlins, a woman who started out as a social worker to later be offered the chance to lead her own company from the bottom up, an opportunity which was given to her by her former boss after he sold his company. A similar leap of faith, Fiorina says, was also taken on her.
I think actually that's the story of America, honestly, where we know that there are people with all kinds of potential and all kinds of God-given gifts, and what they need is somebody to take a chance on them.
And this very idea is what Fiorina is basing her campaign on, unlocking potential, she calls it.
If someone merits support and the opportunity, it's our job to give it to them if we possibly can.
That was Bob McRae, who saw something in his employee, Geraldine Ferlins, 3 decades ago and acted. Fiorina says most executives don't do this, adding that those in power have become too comfortable with the status quo.
I think we are at a pivotal point because too many people's potential is not being realized. We are crushing possibilities for too many people.
She points to the country's federal assistance programs, which she says fosters dependence.
We tangle them up in these programs of dependence, and instead of asking them to move forward with their lives, we discourage them from doing so.
Fiorina has never held political office. Back in 2010, she ran for a California Senate seat, but lost by 10 points. Many, such as one worker at Sertronics who attended the event, question whether her story is enough to run on.
What's great about your past, words of wisdom and motivational speaking, but we didn't hear a lot about like what you would do or change as President of the United States.
But Fiorina says her lack of political experience is a strength rather than a weakness. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.